Hi Rob. Hi Jennifer.
Hey, how are
Hello.
you?
I'm okay. It's a really busy week for me because we've got candidates here.
Oh, that's nice though, for something in your department.
I mean, it's a metadata person, but we have people, metadata folks distributed around the library. So it's a metadata person in our law library,
Well,
but
yeah. Oh,
I have a
yeah.
number of meetings with them.
Nice. I thought, well, we're not really in a hiring freeze. It's more like a, I don't know what it would be, a slowdown, I guess.
Is that EBSCO? I just popped in. Who's having a hiring slowdown?
Oh, UMass.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're lucky that we don't have one yet. We actually do have an open position that we're hiring for right now in my department. So I'm excited for that.
Hey. Hey, Katie, how you doing? Long time no see.
I know, Vivian. I swear I'm not following you around.
The two of us literally just got out of a meeting of our the Mobius Enhancements Committee.
That's quite a mouthful. Mobius
Oh, there's
and
more. I mean, it's the full name. Hang on, let me pull it up because I can never remember the exact. Is it? Here we go. The Mobius Folio and OpenRS Enhancements Committee. That is probably our longest committee name.
That is pretty long. You might need to post it to like just remember that one. Yeah. Jeez.
It's complex. I mean, we've got, a lot of folks in our consortium who would like to see development done in the product and who have submitted a bunch of enhancements. And we are just about to the point where we are going to rank the enhancement requests that we've received and then decide which ones we're releasing out into the wild, which of course is a whole other process, which probably you all know much better than I do yet.
Okay, well, welcome everybody. I don't want to cut the conversation short, but it looks like we have a good group, so we can go ahead and get started today. Does anyone have any announcements before we jump into our main topic today?
Don't forget WolfCon 2025. Registration is open for virtual, as well as if you want to go in person. Yay! I can't believe it's almost 3 weeks until that time. And well, that's it.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. So, what are the data import topics that we have on the schedule for WolfCon?
There's yours,
Great.
and then Autumn, Whitney, and myself are doing one on documentation. And oh, there's a question from Kathleen or Katie. Is there a deadline to submit slides for presenters? Yeah, no. As long as you submit them after WolfCon, and I know the conference planning team is going to do kind of a presentation for presenters with information and all of that. It will be recorded in case you can't go. I should have the email out to presenters like hopefully by Friday, if not next week.
Oh, right. You're the presentation guru for this year's conference. We're lucky that you're here.
I don't know. I mean, let me tell you, it's well, SCED is very nice when you're attendee, but when you're like scheduling, it is very difficult. I felt like I was playing Tetris Jenga there for a while with the schedule. But yes, if and with that, if you see anything that needs to be changed with your session description or anything like that, just let me know.
Thanks, Jennifer. It's mostly we're trying to set a deadline for ourselves. We're just making sure because, yeah, most of us have not started our side yet.
Also, not data import related, but Jennifer and I are both sitting on a panel about consortia and Folio.
Awesome. Yeah, so the session that I proposed and I am presenting with my colleague, Natasha Owens, who is representing the metadata management side of it, is keeping MARC up to date, or keeping the MARC to instance map and data import and Quick MARC, et cetera, up to date with the regular changes in MARC and that cycle. I did post a link to, so Ryan posted links to two of the sessions in the sidebar, and I added a link to the agenda for today. I should have asked first, do we have a note taker for today?
I can do it as soon as I'm only working on for some on just one screen, so I've gotta like open up the right wiki page and all that, and but I can do it.
Thank you. I did post a link to the agenda in the chat to make it easy for you. And I too am on a really small laptop today. And it's not, you get spoiled, or at least I do, working in my office with the multiple screens. And you know, it's so efficient for participating in a meeting and note taking to have that set up. Anyway, thank you so much for that. Are there any other announcements today? Well, we can return to announcements if anybody thinks of anything. For the agenda today, I wanted to return to the topic that we started. I believe it was at the 6th or the 7th. Let me look at my notes. At the August 6th meeting, where we started talking about managing discussion topics in the SIGs and Jira tracking, and establishing a formal process for how to, one, surface topics for discussion in the SIG so that it is open and transparent and anybody can add a topic to the agenda, and not requiring a Jira to be in place to add a topic. But also understanding that sometimes discussion topics are going to start with JIRAs. So understanding and documenting, you know, that process, understanding the roles of the different documents and how we want to maintain that, but also how we want to prioritize that. We had a little bit of a discussion about this on the 6th, and you know, I did read through the notes, thinking that it might be useful to start off with a summary of what we discussed. But I don't know that how many of you here were actually at the meeting on the 6th? I'm just wondering how useful it is to maybe just use that conversation instead of picking up where we left off, using it to try and frame, you know, some discussions. And I can chime in with what I remember I know, Autumn. I've had a vacation since then, and so I still have vacation brain. Anything that happened before my vacation is like vague and amorphous in my memory. And even reading through the notes, like I look at the notes and I'm like, yeah, I remember that, but I don't know to what extent my memory is biased by what I think the right thing to do is versus what em actually emerged out of the conversation. Yeah, so what I can do is I can give you a refresher. I think that I've just offered the caveat that some of this may be through the lens of my brain and how I'm visualizing this working. And it may not have all come out of that meeting because I have been thinking about this on an ongoing basis since that meeting and thinking about how what it is that we need to do and put in place. Ultimately, we discussed the implementation topic tracker page. It is actually linked from the agenda, but let me actually pull that up. So it is, let me share my screen so we can all take a look. So the first page that we discussed was this page and the role that it plays in our process. How is this going to support our process? And what is the role of this page? I think that we settled on this page being more general and high level than Jira, and that anybody can add a topic to it. At the end of this table, and I'm going to do a real, I apologize. I want to go slow, but it's a really long table. Doing this, there's got to be a better way to manage this table. That may be something that we take up in the future. But anyone can add a topic to the bottom of this table just by adding a new row. And really, what you need here is, just a topic, a brief topic name or description, the original description and use case, the date it was added, and who it was provided by. Anyone can come in and add whether or not you're an interested party or not. I'm wondering how useful this column actually is, and whether or not we can maybe reduce the width of the table by narrowing some of this down. We discussed the has been discussed column as a place to add a link to the agenda where the topic has been discussed. And then you can add a Jira link if there already is one, but if the decision is to open a Jira or a series of Jiras, those related Jiras would then be linked from this section right here. There's also an action required column, and I'm guessing that this is more about recording decisions that were made during discussions. The other thing that we discussed in that meeting was codifying the practice of when we discuss a specific JIRA to record outcomes of the discussion and that the topic was discussed in the SIG on this date in the comment section of the JIRA itself so that the developers have access to that information when they are looking at the JIRA. If we need to, we can link back to the minutes where we discussed it. I don't know how useful that is, but that may be something that we want to do as well. In addition to this, we discussed having, so we definitely have on our agenda page at the top. So we have the data import topic tracker. I think that this still links to the old one. Yeah, which has now been archived. And so we need to update that to go to the new one. We have this list of issues that need review. And this is a, Yes. I'm going to stop and because I think there are questions. Jennifer?
Thanks, Chrissy. That was extremely informative. I think, we created this page a while back, so I'm glad we're getting back to it because, like interested parties, I don't think we probably need anymore, and even the action required because, we take care of that in the Jira message issue itself. Maybe we don't need that as well. But one question I had, maybe to help clean up this giant spreadsheet of new topic tracker, was when we have like a Jira link, should that be moved to like the archived, because then we can manage it in Jira, right? So then we can add the labels of needs review, and then the comments go directly on that issue. So should we move like that out of this topic tracker into the archived one? Because it's no longer like a high level new. It already, now it's in Jira. Hopefully I explained that right.
No, I think so. And I mean, I think that anything that we can do to reduce the busyness of that table would be really useful from a user standpoint. One, rolling things off of the table when they're no longer relevant, or rolling things off of the table when they've moved into some other process or workflow. I think that we should think about how we are going to do that while still making sure that nothing gets dropped or falls in the gaps. Jeanette.
This might be crazy, but could there be a separate table of like this came from this other table and now is managed through Jira but is on a second table?
I think so because I mean, I think that that's a real possibility. Vivian?
Sorry, I had to find the mute button. Actually, my questions aren't really. I'm still trying to get a sense of how development and enhancements work from committee to committee, or from working group to working group, or SIG to SIG. And I know that each SIG handles things differently. So this is, I'm not so much saying we need to talk about this right now as so much as I'm saying, hey, I want to talk about this at some point. How does it work for data import? Do I need to create a Jira first? Do I need to add a topic first? Do I need to do something? Do I need to contact the PO first? What do I do? Is there a list of Jira tickets associated with this? With this SIG, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that might be a topic for a future meeting, explaining how it all works to Vivian.
Jennifer.
I was gonna say we actually do have the archived data import topics, which everything that is closed would be moved to this archive table. And maybe we need to rename it instead of like, the archive data import topics. We could just say, I don't know, have some other name that's more apparent. In terms, whatever, yeah, and I'm willing, whatever name this group wants to give it, I'm flexible either way. For issues and dashboards, Vivian, to answer your question, partially, we do have a page that has dashboards for all of the issues associated with data import. And I put the link into it here. And there's just a lot of information, but I do agree, maybe we need like, I'm not sure if it's a separate page or maybe a page saying, this is how, you kind of find the information. These are the dashboards. And if you have a new idea that's not in Jira, you put it here. But if you have a Jira ticket, You put it in, well, you just make sure it has the appropriate labels, which I was trying to get at with the implementer's new topic tracker, but maybe it's not clear enough.
So I thought that the archive table was like, okay, this is how we used to manage it, and now we're managing it this way. Not that it was topics that we have all decided are resolved. And I'm not sure that we all have the same understanding of resolved. I know that one of my own personal frustrations, and I'm speaking not as the convener of this meeting, but as a data import user and a longtime participant of this group, is you bring up an issue on the topic tracker, and then JIRAs get open and work gets done, and then JIRAs get closed, but they didn't actually end up solving your problem. So how are we evaluating and assessing that? And maybe that's up to us as individuals to just be aware and flagging those things, or as a group, we encourage people maybe once a year to look through it and make sure that, we haven't moved something to done that, a user doesn't actually think is done, because I think that that can lead to a lot of frustration in the community. Jennifer?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And honestly, I'd be good with anything that has a Jira ticket. We move to this, data implementers topics that have Jira issues or something like that. And that, once it's in Jira, we really keep on track of what still needs to be reviewed. Because I think that's easier, because then it falls into our dashboard and we don't have to sort through this. I mean, the spreadsheet is unwieldy, honestly. And it's great for new topics and stuff that's not in Jira. But with Jira, we have, the power of the dashboards and the labels. And I just find it easier to kind of keep track of, like, did this really solve our problem? And does it still need to be reviewed? It my two cents.
I think that this is all good feedback. And Jennifer, I would actually like, I think it would be useful if, in the next couple of weeks that I know that I plan to actually listen to this recording and the recording from August 6th again. And then after doing that, sit down and document the process so that we can bring it back to the group for review. That would be great. Maybe if the two of us can, sit down and work on polishing up these SIG working documents so that they do meet our needs and hopefully reduce some frustration and the time it takes to manage some of this. By having good processes in place and well-documented processes. And I think that that will answer some of your questions, Vivian. I think that data import has historically struggled on the development side. I think that a lot of the communities have a different process, and we've seen a lot of movement in data import recently. A lot of positive movement, but thinking about one of the things that I've been thinking about too is once we get past this process question, is also just going back and I think it would be really useful to document like what is done for data import, like what is our vision for data import? So that we do have this sort of roadmap, or less of a roadmap, but we understand what we're working towards, even if things aren't on the roadmap. And we have this community vision that is documented. And I think it's been documented in conversations. And I think there have been a variety of conversations from different groups and different stakeholders within the community. But it would be nice to have something that is like official and can act as a touchstone for us. Vivian?
Yeah, I mean, we are, a little over, we're about a year and a quarter in. And I gotta say, and it's no shade on this or any other SIG, but the process for how development happens is not really intuitive. And it really, I mean, and I have found in, I mean, y'all are on several different SIGs, and so am I, and it does differ, the process does differ from SIG to SIG to SIG. And so it would be, gosh, it would be awfully nice if there was some sort of a workflow document or something to where people who are just new people who are coming on to this SIG can look at and go, oh, okay, well, here's how it works. If you want enhancement, here's how it works. If you want development, here's how it works. First you do this, then you do this, then you do this, et cetera. And I mean, I guess my role for the community, God help us all, is that I'm going to try and impose some sort of order and standardization upon a community of cats.
No, I understand. And we have the data import community struggled for a very long time, and we have pivoted. And I think that the fact that we're able to like be here and have this conversation and have it be really concrete and productive is really awesome. Yeah, Jeanette.
So this is kind of a pivot to the side, but I brought it up recently and want to bring up again that we should really talk to the linked data community because everything going forward with data import is always Mark-centric and people are moving away from Mark. They're going to BibFrame, they're going to Synopia, they're going to everything. And we need to, as a community, figure out the future of where we're going and how we will get there. Because currently, there's no path that I can
Questions.
see.
One was about the one from home being a Windows 10.
Yes. So it's possible it will get blocked.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay,
we'll see.
That is
That's
what
a
I was
key sort of
expecting.
thing. And
Jennifer?
the other one was
Yes, sorry.
Kimberly, I think you
Kimberly?
might
Ed
be
Jerome, is
want
it? Yeah,
to mute.
it's Ed Jerome at this point. So
If
I think
not,
I
I
can work
can.
here. So
All
you want
right.
me to try and see if I
The
can help?
host, whoever's hosting the
Yeah, do you
meeting.
have the super host
I
rights?
think Jennifer is
Yeah.
the actual
I'm
host.
gonna find it, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So
Now I
we
have to
need to go
find.
to the Play Store
Sorry about
to
that.
download
All right,
the.
here we go. Thank you. Well, thank you for listening to me talk to myself for those brief moments. Oh my gosh, yes, I almost forgot what I was about to say. Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, Jeanette. And this was part of the original map for data import. Mark was just the first kind of standard that we were going to, talk about. But then it was, data import just with folio inventory records. So that would be JSON, and then other formats as well. So I think though, Christy raises a really good point. We have to kind of take stock of where we are now, because I think we do have some thin threads with the Mark piece, and some things that I think need enhancement, like Mark orders especially. And then we can really move on to these other formats, even data import with spreadsheets, because everyone loves spreadsheets.
Well, I think that if we're talking about, a vision for data import and, a list of functionality, the Mark functionality is probably going to be more built out than any broadly speaking, linked data ingest or integrations. I think that we can reach out to the linked data SIG and have those conversations and start gathering use cases. I mean, personally, one of my concerns about that is, and I've seen this in the linked data SIG conversations and the work that has as they've moved from visioning what we want in to support entity management into practical implementations, that there's less consensus, there's no best practices for this yet in the way that I mean, we don't have consensus around MARC, and yet there are well-established data pipelines for MARC ingest. So I think that understanding how we approach that is going to be a heavy lift before we even get to what is the actual functionality that we need, and how do we make that happen. Maybe one of our goals for this year can be just to engage with the linked data SIG and try to, as we're doing with MARC orders, try to talk about how to make forward progress and how to make sure that, I firmly believe in terms of implementing any kind of new technology, very rarely is it a switch. Implementation and adoption is usually a process itself. And thinking of ways we can do the work that we're doing now that are going to get us eventually to where we need to be in baby steps. If you can make that happen and build that into the process, I think that that's a win for everybody. I thank you for bringing that up, and we should make sure that this gets noted and think about how we can make time to just start engaging with the linked data SIG on that. And maybe we can reach out to the linked data SIG and see about having a joint meeting to discuss, import and integrations, maybe in, I'm just thinking about everything that we have to achieve like in the next few weeks, but maybe after WolfCon. Is that too late? I mean, I know this feels really pressing for you at Stanford, but I think it would be hard to have it before WolfCon. Ryan?
I agree. I'm glad this is coming up. I just wanted to note that from my perspective, that's something I've been thinking about a lot lately as I've been, contemplating what our development work is going to look like for the next year or so, the next two releases or so. And in my vision, I see us tightening up, continuing to tighten up, MARC aspects that need tightening. As you've noted, there are still, of course, aspects of MARC that we need to ensure working up to snuff, but also keeping our ear to the ground and being in closer communication with linked data so that we're aware of what's coming down the pipeline for them that might trickle into data import world, which of course is going to happen at some point. So I see it as a sort of transitional time over the next year or so where linked data starts to get more traffic and more development. And I absolutely see that coming into communication with us and spilling into data import world. So I guess I'm more so just echoing. I think this is a great topic for us to keep our eyes on. And from my perspective, I think it's okay to meet after WolfCon because I know things are quite busy for the next couple of weeks. If we were going to try and have a joint session with LinkData, it probably, I would imagine it would work best for most people after WolfCon. But either way, I think that's an excellent idea that you proposed. I think it'd be great for us all to just at least have a little joint session and get up to speed with where they're at and what we're all thinking about it.
Jeanette, I may reach out to you and pick your brain about how to start. I mean, I have some thoughts myself about how to start framing that discussion, but I would like to hear what you have to say about that. So I might be in touch to help sort of plan that that engagement with the linked data set. And I don't think that it's an aside at all. I think that this aligns with, I think, the work that Jennifer and I are trying to do to, establish processes and pathways forward.
That all sounds good, and I also wholeheartedly agree that after WolfCon is the best time to discuss this. We don't want it rushed or any other issues in the pathway.
Yeah, because I spoke to Doug, was it Leon's and Alvaro? Because they're developing the Folio linked data app, and they were thinking, this is definitely past Trillium and Umbrella Leaf, but there would be actual integrations in between Folio and linked data like systems like Marva and Sinopia. So that might be another aspect to this. I know it's like tangentially related, but we might want to get more information like on how they're envisioning, these systems interacting in Folio as well, just to help us, with the discussion.
I absolutely agree. Having a working group that maybe documents data pipelines between source, between, linked data sources and Folio, to understand how, I mean, like Mark, we get Mark in so many ways, right? We have integrations with OCLC. We have, data import. We have OAI PMH. We have, standalone tools built at our institutions interacting with APIs. So understanding what the scope of the expectations are, I think will help us think about this broadly and make sure that we don't box ourselves into a thread implementation. I mean, I think that this is actually a really exciting direction for this group, and I think that the community would really embrace us, leading the way on this. And it would be awesome if, by the end of the year, we actually had real tickets or JIRAs in place. For this type of work. Is there anything else on the linked data topic? If not, I'm going to throw out some more discussion topics on that are still open regarding our process and documents work. Okay, so returning to our discussion about process and documentation, I had a question, and maybe this is something that you and I can take up, which is how do we document the process itself? How do we document It's like the document of documents, right? Where you have the document that says, these are all the documents and this is how you use them. And here are potential pathways to getting something, to the attention of the SIG, to getting something in JIRA, to getting something in front of the developers. This is how we're managing our work as a SIG, and this is how we are capturing ideas and moving them forward and doing our due diligence to make sure that think there is actually progress and that topics don't stall out after discussion in the SIG.
Yeah, that's a great question. And while everyone was talking, I've been thinking, thinking in generally. So we have one page called Data Import Implementers Topics, which, I'm wondering if we need to like kind of right now this is an empty page, really. It just has the contents of the other pages on it. But I'm wondering if we need kind of a page called How to Contribute to Data Import, which really lays out, these are ways to contribute if you want to contribute to development, enhancement, where can you find a list of issues that we have reviewed, that still need review, how do we handle the new topic tracker? So all of that in kind of this how to contribute, which also gets into like how we maintain stuff.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and talk. I mean, kind of agreeing with you, Jennifer. I mean, so if I ran the circus, at the main page of the Data Import SIG, I'd have like the very top link that has links to something called How It All Works, and with a list of well, with a link to like a workflow document that says, okay, I want to develop. I have an idea for developing Folio in Data Import. Okay, so here's a list of all the stuff that's already in the process, so I can go and search it and make sure that my idea isn't duplicating. And so then, what do I do? If the first step is to bring it to the SIG for discussion, then this is how I add a topic. If the first step is to contact a PO, this is who I need to contact. If the first step is to create a JIRA, here's how I do that. If I'm hosted by a vendor, like if I'm hosted by EBSCO and my first step really is to contact EBSCO, then saying that. And just kind of not necessarily all that information on one page, because the wiki is overwhelming enough as it is, but like just some sort of a statement of process. So that's kind of where I'm at with this. And I'm thinking not just for myself, but also for, because, since day zero, I have been encouraging the libraries that are part of our consortium to get involved in the SIG. But I'm also thinking in terms of what they're going to be looking at. And again, back to my comment about it being really not intuitive at all. I wonder which part is not possible, or which is the question.
I was going to say, it seems like it's my experience has been the pathways are very different, even for people who are hosted. So, writing a page of how to do things seems almost impossible. I don't know, maybe I'm being very dramatic about it, but like knowing when to write a ticket, knowing when to put it on the topic tracker, knowing when to reach out to the PO, like just dissolving that into a step-by-step thing seems very complicated.
I agree, but I do think it is worth it. I mean, in the sometimes transparency and honesty is hard. But I don't think that we're ultimately doing ourselves a service as a community if we don't like highlight what can you can expect from the SIG and what you can't expect from the SIG. We can't necessarily provide, step-by-step instructions for how to resolve something within your specific environment, and all of the unique, all of our institutions are organized differently. So we have different, reporting and triage and troubleshooting mechanisms internally. And then we have different hosting environments that have their own, complexities and differences. And then we have, communities where, and the relationships between all of those three are just completely unique. But it may be worth thinking about, being honest about what we can and can't do. And if, and just documented, like, this is what the SIG can do, and this is what the SIG will do, and this is how we will do it. I think that we can, commit to a process and provide reasoning and justification for that process. And we can be open to changing the process and providing sources when that process isn't enough, like we provide the data lab, right? But yeah, I don't think that we can provide that level of detail for everyone's various, manifestations of their own, community and position within it. Jennifer?
Yeah, I agree. I think we can also have suggestions, if you, for example, if you happen to be hosted and you see a bug, sometimes what we say is contact your systems administration, but or administrator or something like that. But maybe with the page we're thinking about how to contribute, we can, at least I think you said it really, really nicely, Christy. Set up the expectations of what the SIG can help you with. I mean, generally, if it's your own environment and something that, that's not something we can really help you with. I mean, you have to go through either, your developers if you're self-hosted, or, through your hosting vendor for them to fix that specifically. And we have used LabTime to kind of try and help people work through those issues, and to know, where who do you approach first as well? Because I think there might be a lot of gray areas going forward, like there have been.
Vivian?
So, like, case in point, and I can't find it now. I'd have to go look for it. But on the bulk, and you know what? On some SIG, I think it was data import, I posted about a problem I was having, and the response was, "Congratulations, you found a bug." And so the next question on my mind was, "Okay, now what?" Well, I mean, because we're hosted by EBSCO, I reported the bug to EBSCO. But what has happened a number of times is EBSCO has come back and said, "Oh, this is actually working as designed. You're gonna want to submit an enhancement request." So then my next question is, "Okay, now what? What do I do now?" Because I can give it to EBSCO, but EBSCO is not necessarily, and no offense to any EBSCO people here, EBSCO is not necessarily advocating for the thing that I want done. And so I would, we've been instructed, okay, enhancements are largely done through the community as opposed to done by the hosting services. And so, okay, I know that I have a data import enhancement that I need to submit, hypothetically. And so now what? And I don't know, and I don't know what the answer to now what is. And that's really what I would like, is so that folks like me, folks like you, folks like other hypothetical people in the future have some sort of an answer to now what.
I think that that's a really fair request, and I hope that our process can, provide some enlightenment so that we can readily and confidently answer that question and then actually follow through on what we've said the process is as a community.
I mean, I understand that the SIG cannot be all things to all people. You know, obviously, those of us who are hosted, those of us who are self-hosted, are going to have different processes to go through before the, okay, I have a brand new baby enhancement request that I need to do something with. Obviously, there's a whole bunch of steps that goes into getting to that point. But to be able to say, okay, at this point, this is, if it's related to data import, this is kind of what you need to do, and this is the steps that you kind of need to take more or less in this order, you know. And again, I mean, I've spent a lot of time complaining on this meeting, and I want to apologize for that. But from SIG to SIG to SIG, it does seem different. Some SIGs say, talk about it with the SIG first. Some SIGs say, contact a product owner first. Some SIGs say, open up a JIRA first. And so, at least with regards to data import development, it would be nice to know, okay, this is what I need. This is what now what? This is what the answer to now what is.
Right. And I guess what I'm saying is that, so don't worry about complaining because I've spent years complaining to many people on the SIG. So I apologize too. We have not had a real concrete solution. And that's actually the problem that we're trying to solve here. So having this feedback, I think, is really valuable as a part of this process. We're probably not going to be able to satisfy everything, but if we do have a process, like you said, it gives someone agency when they are at a dead end. And ultimately, we don't want people to be at dead ends because that it leads to an unsatisfactory experience in the community and with Folio. And it doesn't move our work and our institutions forward. It doesn't move the project forward. So I apologize if this is unsatisfactory to you, and I'm ha open to different ways of approaching this. I'm a very process-oriented person. I don't know if you can tell that. This is the way that I approach it, problem solving, especially on a scale like this, which is let's establish a process, right? And then we live with the process and we improve the process. And the process should be a living process and it can evolve and meet our needs. But I think that you've done a really good job in articulating why we need this so desperately. As a community, and how just having this is going to improve the experience like so much right away.
I am 100% on board coming up with a process, and I will gladly lend my hand to developing and identifying and articulating that process.
Okay, so we're actually down to 7 minutes. I would like to hear from everyone here how you feel about today's conversations and our outcomes. I think that we got a lot of concrete action items, and Jennifer, if you're okay with that, I'm going to volunteer the two of us to synthesize that and maybe come up with some prototypes for these documents that the community can respond to. I will give everyone homework and say, take some time. And if you have Specific examples or thoughts about documents or wording or organization or placement, feel free to drop those in the Slack chat. Maybe we can have an impromptu meeting at WolfCon for those of us that are there. I will be at WolfCon as well. So feel free to introduce yourself. I like meeting people in person and chat with us.
Now, this might be a very stupid question, but I know I find Google, like Google Drive and integrations, to be very useful. Do we have access to that?
We do have access to a Google Drive for the data import SIG now that we are a SIG. That's something else that should be documented somewhere or linked somewhere.
It is
Okay.
linked somewhere. It's linked on our main page, but the permissions are, like to actually create like folders and documents within there. It's only Christy and myself who have, it's only the conveners who have access to that. So, and then we can share them with other people. I don't think we can do integrations. It's kind of a weird Google, how it's set up.
Well, we can discuss, whether or not certain types of work it might work better in a Google Sheet. I mean, we've done that before. I know that I've created like Google Sheets that then like Anne Marie would move into the shared space at some point. Anne Marie was our PO prior to Ryan, for those of you who are new. But we can talk about, how that should work. And, if we need to ask for broader permissions, I think that we can, because I've never been a convener of the metadata management SIG, but I definitely have, lots of permissions for that Google Drive. Okay, anything else this week?
I took my notes in a separate document, so I will fix them up, clean them up, and add them to the meeting notes page in the wiki.
Great. Thank you so much. And thanks for a great conversation. I'm feeling really positive about this. I love having a clear idea of, next steps in achieving something. So I think we have a great direction. All right, I'll see everyone next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye now.